Hey, so it's 10:48 a.m. And I pretty sure I'm gonna get out of bed as soon as this is over. Go outside, it looks nice out and whatever. Was it the women's march yesterday? There's a lot of people. Well, I thought more people than I thought there'd be. I didn't hear anything about it really, and then I go there. And it's like it's right outside my door. So we go there, and you just go outside, and then we just stood there for like an hour and a half because it wouldn't let people in. They're like, it was like the whole thing couldn't even move. There was too many people, and then finally we got in there. But Jacqueline even made a sign. There's a lot of signs. This is a thing I noticed, because then I go on Twitter, and I'm looking at different pictures of signs. A lot of repeat signs. There's like these sign, the little things that people do, and then they rip off somebody else. So I see a little girl with a sign, and someone's like, "Oh, look at that cute sign!" And they take a picture, and then someone else does, and then someone sees it, and they grab it for the next march for their child. And I say, don't steal signs. That ain't cool. Acting like you came up with it. It's like when people repost memes and they're like, "Oh, look, I found a meme. Look at me. I found a thing and now I'm posting it." Ugh. Come up with your own shit. Maybe if you're a meme poster, I apologize. I don't know what you people do. Let's look at the news. Nvidia tells retailers to sell to gamers, not crypto miners, as GPU shortage causes extreme price gouging. Thought Bitcoin collapsed. Sorry about all the yarning this morning, but I am tired. I thought that whole Bitcoin thing, like it had a bubble, and then it like went down a lot. People still crypto mining, taking away these processors from people who want to play. What are you playing? Call of Duty? Is that still? I feel like whenever I hear somebody got into a fight on online, it's because of Call of Duty. Who gives a shit? Bitcoin's gonna collapse. The whole economy's gonna collapse. Why is everybody's retirement tied up in stocks? How did they sell that one to the people? That's crazy. Stock market that collapses like every, let's say, 8, 9 years. Why is everybody's 401k? So then when it's like high, everybody's like, "Look, I'm gonna retire fucking in 3 years, I'm killing it," and then it just collapses. Like, oh, I'm never gonna retire. United Airlines saves 170,000 gallons of fuel by using lighter paper on in-flight magazine. Wouldn't they save even more money by just not having the fucking magazine? I haven't seen one person open that magazine on a flight in. I can't remember. Since they stopped making you turn off your electronic devices they used to do a thing where, "Oh, we're gonna land in like a half hour. Everybody's gotta turn off their phones." You're like, "Oh, fuck me." They'd turn off all your electronic devices, and then they circle the airport for like an hour and a half, and now it's like, what, can I not? Now I guess I gotta read the in-flight magazine. I guess I gotta read whatever they call it. And I was trying to come up with a funny name, and my brain's not working that well enough yet to come up with a funny in-flight magazine name. And but yeah, get rid of the magazine altogether. Who gives a shit? USU student transported to hospital after reported Tide Pod overdose. Well, I guess he's kicked out of school, right? This is a college student that thought he could eat a Tide Pod. And where is this? In Utah. A Utah State University. A student. What are these Mormons up to that they're eating Tide Pods? You can't have a cup of coffee, but you're going to take the... I didn't think anybody was even really doing this. I was like, maybe one kid did this fucking thing and everybody made a big deal out of it. And it was just like, and now a college student actually. Well, I think that they should release his name and we should all know it, and he should forever be known as the guy that ate too many Tide Pods. The adult that decided to take the Tide Pod challenge, which is, can you eat poison? Just drink the Tide. Why do you have to eat the Tide Pod? Nobody was drinking. Nobody thought Tide was something to be ingested before, until they made the pod, and then little children said, "Ooh, that looks like candy." So they sort of do. And then like, "Oh, they're dangerous. Kids think they're candy." And then other kids who know better were like, "Well, fuck that. I know they're not candy. I'm going to eat them anyway." All right. I guess if I was a kid, maybe I'd be talked into it. All my friends are doing it, or like saying, "Hey, you'll be cool. I just wanted to be cool. You'll be cool if you eat this Tide Pod." I'd be like, "Fucking give me that Tide Pod, man. I can handle it." You just think in your brain you can handle shit. I can handle it. And it's just like, no, you can't. It's poison. You can't just think your way through it. It's not hot coals. Which still sounds, that sounds crazy too. PA man charged with crime after trying to kill unborn child by putting medication in his wife's vagina. Well, you can't just go being putting chemicals up vaginas. Same day as the Women's March too. This is very sad. Or I guess this, well, I'm guessing this happened yesterday. Christopher Columbus statues across the state splattered with red paint. This is in New Jersey. Yeah, get rid of the Christopher Columbus statues. We know he's a dick. Turn Columbus Day into a different day, a different holiday. You know, get his name off it, and we just move on from the old Christopher Columbus. And he's just in the history books as a piece of shit. We can do that, right? We can rectify the whole situation. There's no reason to have statues of the guy up. And splattering with red. Well, I'm not condoning. I'm not condoning the destruction of public property, but I am. I mean, I'm not calling for it, but I condone it. Canadian billionaire and wife believed to have been murdered by multiple killers. I'm sorry about that noise. You know what? I'm going to go. there's a noise and I have to take care of it. But I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.